Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. Actor Edward Norton wrote, produced, directed, and stars in the moody film noir melodrama Motherless Brooklyn. Norton is excellent as a private detective with Tourette syndrome who uncovers a web of fraud and racial exploitation in 1950s New York City when he investigates the death of his employer, played by Bruce Willis. The solid supporting cast includes Willem Dafoe, Gugu Mbatha-Raw, and Alec Baldwin, who oozes sleaze as a powerful city official. This handsomely produced story of murder and political corruption is beautifully acted and involving, but just a bit too long for its own good. New Zealand filmmaker Taika Waititi offers one of the most original satires in recent memory, Jojo Rabbit. This irreverent and wacky comedy takes place during the waning days of World War II, focusing on a fervent 10-year-old Nazi youth who has a unique imaginary friend, Adolf Hitler. And Waititi amusingly plays Hitler as a petulant, immature child. Things get complicated when Jojo discovers that his mom, played by Scarlett Johansson, has hidden a teenage Jewish girl in their attic. The humor and social commentary are hit and miss, but when it hits strong. Jojo Rabbit is definitely not for everyone, but you've got to give it credit for being novel and audacious. Also opening this week, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Linda Hamilton are unwillingly reunited in Terminator Dark Fate. It's intended as the first installment in a new Terminator trilogy. Harriet is a period drama about famed abolitionist Harriet Tubman. Where's My Roy Cohn is a documentary about the infamous and ultimately disbarred lawyer and political fixer who worked for disgraced Senator Joseph McCarthy and years later, Donald Trump. And Arctic Dogs is an animated flick about husky couriers. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!